On the battlefront, Ukraine has fired at least six missiles at the Belgorod border region, killing two people and wounding 12. Kyiv's forces apparently are keeping up their efforts to disrupt Russian life and rattle the Kremlin. On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 274 points. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Get ready for Kafco's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 till 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. Kafco's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd, on the Wetumpka Highway.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
I work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News. I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we're going to stay dry. But the risk of showers and storms begins in the overnight hours tonight and becomes more likely during the day Friday and Friday night. Our low temperature tonight, very mild, low 63, then up to about 80 again on Friday. We'll be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday before it turns much cooler after the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
City of Wilmington, Delaware, in a smaller scale. It's a large, very identifiable Somali community. I might add, if you ever come to the train station with me, you'll notice that I have great relationships with them because there's an awful lot of driving cabs. The president has a big stick. And for real, I'm not being solicitous. I'm being serious.
And confidence. I've got a lot of thanks to give out here. First and foremost to my perfect wife, Stephanie.
Repeat after me. Do you solemnly swear? Not repeat after me.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, that was supposed to be the clip where he said you can't walk into a 7-Eleven without you. But it didn't work out. Sometimes you take chances. We call that the risky click of the day. It's happy hour. New South County Freeball on WACB.
And here they are.
And a very different Thursday. Right for now, it's me and Rosie Brock. Jeb?
Please clap.
Senator Mitt Romney on the future of the GOP. There he is talking about something he knows nothing about. He's 78 years old now.
Is he?
Yeah. I saw that the other day. I didn't think he was quite that old. Not that 78 is old. It all depends on the person.
Exactly.
I mean, people, when I tell them in my 50s, they just look with shock. They gotta be so well-preserved at this age. So, Chuck Schumer wants Bibi Netanyahu out. And I think Bibi's reply to Chuck Schumer will boil down to two words.
Screw off.
Get lost, you piece of crap. Trudeau's Canada proposed law may allow life in prison for online speech crimes. Life in prison because you hurt somebody's feelings. or used an unapproved word. Sounds like fascism to me. Is this what we want this afternoon? You want me to sit here and rant all afternoon about this crap?
Let's do something fun.
Well, I think we're going to play an afternoon edition of Little Kid or Drunk Adult because we have Eaton Bowl for Two at Bama Lanes to give away.
Okay.
And Mark Robert will not be joining us at 3:30 for the first time, I think, since his first appearance last May.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Yeah, well, that's my reaction, too, because I love those 20 minutes with him, and we'll miss him. And then David Blackman can't join us at 4. However, you'll never guess who I tried to ask to come in.
Jake Quallen.
That's exactly right. So I'm hoping she'll be able to free up some time and stop by.
That would be good.
And when she's here, it doesn't matter what we discuss.
Yeah.
But until then, if you're looking for something really substantive, you're going to be disappointed. There's a joke somebody sent me.
Okay.
It's called the most interesting English lesson I have had to date. For example, did you know the words listen and silent use the same letters? That's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because English is not only a very difficult language to learn, but it's full of ironies. That race car spelled backwards still spells race car. That eat is the only word that if you take the first letter and move it to the last, it spells the past tense, ate. It's true. Have you noticed that if you rearrange the letters in illegal immigrants and add just a few more letters, it spells, go home, you freeloading, benefit-sucking, resource-grabbing, English, non-English-speaking asses, and take those other hairy-faced, sandal-wearing, bomb-making, camel-riding, goat-checking, raggedy-ass bastards with you. Well, that's kind of how people feel, especially when we see yet more stories about citizens being attacked and hurt by people who wouldn't be here if Joe Biden could just do his job. And that's not going to happen. People forget. You want to talk about political correctness. The episode of Saturday Night Live, the first return episode following the 9/11 attacks. They delayed the season by a couple of weeks. And Robert De Niro was the host. And I got to tell you, by the standards of today, that whole opening monologue with De Niro reading the names of terrorist suspects with names like, I wonder if I could find that.
It's, well, I would think it would be on there.
I would kind of like to play it just to demonstrate. Hang on a second. I may have gotten a very important message here. It's from Jacqueline. She'll be joining us tomorrow.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Yeah, my reaction exactly. I mean, look, she gives us a ton of time, and I'm just being a selfish bastard by pouting. Because she's not throwing away her life and her children and her job and career and everything just to come and hang out with me. So I'm just being a jerk. So is there anybody out there that would like to just come in and hang out with us this afternoon? Shoot the breeze. Give us a call at 272-9228. And for a modest fee, we will put you through talk show sidekick school. All right, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to put a heart on Jacqueline's.
Good for you.
And not pout and not be bitter.
You know what our moms used to say? You win a whole lot more flies with honey than you do vinegar. Not that you want flies, but...
Yeah, I don't have any trouble with attracting those, especially at the end of a long bike ride. We almost hit 80 today.
Wow.
So the warm weather is back. Even the pool looked inviting. It's not heated, but... And I do love hot water. But I almost took a dip in there today because I think I'm going a little bit overboard on the exercise.
Probably.
And I'm just not the kind of guy that... that goes overboard on anything, you know? Shut up. Well, I have in a few cases. I could do a whole show on the things we did for love. Stupid things.
Yeah.
I once, for Valentine's Day, had a date with a young lady who was a former Miss Florida. And this is somebody you really want to behave with because her father was the head of the whole entire Florida Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
So you don't want to run afoul in a situation like that. But I put together this this big Valentine's thing in New York, picked her up in a limo, took her to a fancy dinner. And I thought I was doing the right thing when I got us separate rooms at the Grand Central Hyatt. Because I didn't want her thinking, I'm presuming, well, because we're doing all of this, that I'm expecting anything.
Right.
She really was put off by that. And then the next morning, I went to the Russian Tea Room to see an old friend. Just happened to be a woman and somebody I once dated, but anyway, that was $2,000 I will never see again.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations where you're in it and you think,
how did you ever get so stupid?
Yeah. Really planned that one well. Anybody else got a date story to tell me? Otherwise, I have a big pile of stories here that really don't have any news value. We all know that everything sucks. The producer price numbers came out today, and they not only were up, they just blew past the estimates. What do we learn from this administration? It's like with the monthly unemployment numbers or the number of jobs, new jobs. In January, they threw out some number. It was like 330,000 new jobs created, right? When the February numbers came out, they were okay, but they revised the January numbers down by almost 50%.
Right.
That's not a close call.
No.
What does that tell you? It tells you that they're just throwing any number they want out there, and they'll adjust it later because they know their pals in the news business are going to celebrate. Wow, look at the success of this administration. And then the next month, when it needs to be revised to something far more realistic, they really, we don't want to. We'll just do whatever Barack Obama tells us to do and say what he wants us to say. But today, there is no ignoring the fact and sparking fears of an inflationary rebound. Why would anybody in their right forking mind expect it to be any different? Why? He just announced a $7.5 trillion budget, half of which is for crap. It's garbage. It's green agenda, Beazel Schmears. That's what they're doing. It's the gall. Who can give us a good gall story? Somebody that had really gone. This is a daily event with this clown show. To celebrate inflation coming down when they're the ones that sent it up.
Yes.
Look what we did. And this goes on day after day, week after week, month after month. And the fatigue from all of it is really getting difficult. MSLSD guest breaks the bad news to anti-Trump viewers. Here's what comes after the removal of Fannie Willis. They haven't done that yet, though, have they?
No.
Her fat ass is still in that job? That's ridiculous.
We don't have a ruling yet from the judge.
Well, he's thrown out a few charges.
Right.
And by the way, a couple of the other cases are at least looking better. And which one? Let me see if I have this. Why does the measles come back? Well, we all know it's coming across the border.
Absolutely.
Idiots. It's the Cannon case. I think that's the document case. And what is happening there, and this is, I think, a report from Julie Kelly. I hope it's a video. And of course it isn't. Without saying so directly, this is Julie Kelly on Twitter. Judge Cannon suggested that any former president or vice president who took unauthorized records and failed to return them to the proper authority committed a crime the day he left office. Also important to note that Judge Cannon, who is pretty measured in comparison to most judges, made these points in a rather heated fashion. She is aware of the double standard at play in the non-prosecution of Joe Biden. And it's about damn time. News from Florida courthouse and Trump classified documents case with the prediction, the Robert Hur report and testimony. Hang on a second. Cannon won't dismiss the case based on the motions debated today. Vagueness of Espionage Act and protection of the presidential record. It's likely she will dismiss the case based on selective prosecution. And how are they going to defend that in the media? Joe did all of this stuff. The news didn't report it. Her didn't exonerate Joe Biden. All he did was say he would come across as a well-intentioned elderly gentleman.
Right. With a bad memory.
With a bad memory. He's got no memory. He remembers things that never happened and tells stories about things he never did. Yeah, I drove a truck once. I mean, the guy just, he just wakes up in the morning and starts lying and doesn't stop until they tuck him in at night. So that would be Cannon pressed both defense and special counsel to explain when the so-called crime of willful retention of national defense information begins. She noted the date in Jack Smith's indictment as to when Trump first violated the Espionage Act. I don't think he did. If he declassified the documents before he left office, they're just documents that pretty much anybody should be able to access under the Freedom of Information Act. And every single one of these situations, even people who dislike Donald Trump intensely are starting to wake up to the fact that this is unusual to have this many cases being pressed against a guy who really, I mean, we have a man who is been ordered to pay over $300 million, as Elon Musk pointed out, because he was found guilty of the crime of paying off a loan on time with interest. There could be a lot of us being marched off to jail for that.
Exactly.
How is that a crime? Elon Musk's question was, okay, so this Judge Ergeron, the perv that hangs out in the gymnasium working out commando, hoping that young ladies will find him. Oh, God. I need a barf bag for this hour. You know, hangs out in the gym, trolling for younger women. Who does he make the check out to? Who was the victim in that crime? Isn't there generally a victim? Did he leave that bank that he borrowed the money from? Did he shortchange them in any way?
No.
No. So, on what basis? I hope this gets to a court that will say, this is not a crime. Nothing wrong was done. We're tossing it. But they keep got to go through, and they're just trying to bankrupt him with lawyer fees. But at least we know it's Joe versus the Donald. And there are times when I wish Trump would just shut up and not go there. The other day, we talked about it with David Blackman, you know, putting out a tweet bragging on the vaccines. Has he not been paying attention to how most of us feel about those? They weren't vaccines. We've had people dying from all kinds of weird heart conditions, and they're pulling out 6-foot clots out of corpses. You see the word died suddenly pop up around athletes, people in relatively good physical condition. What do they all have in common? They took the vaccine. Right now, the last information I saw was less than 5% of Americans want to continue any of the mRNA vaccines against COVID. Because word gets around, hey, it's not a vaccine. And we're not even sure what it is. And then, oh God, you know, praising Dr. Fauci's name is one of the most toxic in the American lexicon right now. Why would you invoke his name and hope that that's going to impress your voters? So he needs to be a little bit more mindful of those things. And then I don't know what RFK Jr. is thinking, but really, you want Aaron Rodgers as your vice president? Why? Why? How is an NFL quarterback? And by the way, Aaron Rodgers' team is not happy that this whole thing came out.
I guess not.
Yeah, I would be ticked off if I were them, too. We'll take a quick break here at 3:26. We'll get our first traffic update of the afternoon. 272-9228. Where is everybody today? Out enjoying getting the spring fever?
Probably.
Well, Rich is going to come along and ruin that shortly. So we're about to go from this beautiful, sunny, warm day to something very different starting early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, they probably know if they don't get their lawns cut this afternoon, they're not going to get them cut until next week.
Yeah, I mean, Tree Masters, we're doing going to have the big tree taking down ceremony, but they had to postpone because when it rains and rains heavily, they can't do their thing. Well, since Jacqueline's not going to be able to join us, I can talk about her. I can talk about Dana Delk, too. She and Dana Delk, those of you who have met them, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They are passionate, caring people. They are family people. In the time we've known them, we've watched that part of their life develop. And when they first joined us on News Talk, they were specialists in representing men in matters of divorce. But a funny thing happens on the way to the forum. Word gets around, especially in a town this size. And they had done such a great job for men that women who were going through some type of family crisis, divorce, separation, whatever, began asking if they would represent them. So their practice has done nothing but grow and thrive in the time since. When you have a life crisis, lesson number one, and take it from somebody who's learned all of this stuff the hard way, that would be me. Learned it the hard way. The key to navigating crisis in life is to turn it over, to ask for help. Managing yourself is the worst thing you can do. So reach out at 819-4810 and request a consultation with Delkin Tomlinson. And then turn it over. Because that way, no matter how steep the crisis is, you can focus on yourself. I mean, I've had life crises that cost me jobs because I got so down and involved, I didn't let anybody help me. It can really mess up your whole life. So when there's great help available, get it. They can also handle child custody situations. Former partners coming back looking for more support or more alimony. Any of those things can turn your day inside out. But don't give them the power to do that. Give the situation to Delkin Tomlinson, and that way you can let them deal with your grief. 819-4810, whether it's a judge's chambers, a court of law, Zoom, telephone consultation, they do it all, and they can represent pretty much anybody anywhere here in the entire state of Alabama. They also represent parents of blended families, can help with adoptions, guardian ad litem, they do it all. 819-4810, their website is thealabamafamilylawyers.com for Delk and Tomlinson.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We have Greg on the line this afternoon. How are you?
Hello.
What's happening?
Just thought I'd let you know that the wagon train was coming down 231 South.
The wagon train?
Yeah, for the rodeo.
The rodeo. Okay, that's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming down 231 South, so the traffic's a little bit backed up there.
Where about on 231?
It was that old Wetumpka Road.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, we appreciate the heads up on that, and we'll let Skipper know if it's causing...
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 272-9228. Well, we're throwing a whole bunch of crap out there. Something will stick to the wall eventually, because that's how radio works. We have successfully killed the first half hour of the show, though, at 3:30.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Stick around. We'll play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We're eating over two at Bama Lane.
Well, we've got a couple of accidents out there now. Taylor at Vaughn is our latest. Right before that,
a few minutes ago, East Fairview Avenue at Oak Street. We have a disabled vehicle there. And outside of those two problems, a dogfight going on in the 3,000 block of Wilmington Road, but no other accidents. We do have a busy afternoon going on, but be safe out there. Nobody's having any real problem getting anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Now your local news.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The Montgomery Public Schools Board Tuesday meeting focused on construction updates, the new CHOOSE Act, and budget concerns. School board members started by thanking the community for voting to pass a property tax renewal that allocates roughly $11 million annually to Montgomery Public Schools. Governor Kay Ivey has awarded grants totaling more than $473,000 to 11 agencies that serve victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in Alabama. Family Sunshine Center received a $52,000 grant to provide emergency shelter, counseling, and support to victims in Autauga, Elmore, and Montgomery counties. Johnsonville is recalling more than 35,000 pounds of turkey sausage after customers found pieces of rubber in the food. The 12-ounce packages of turkey kielbasa sausage were sold around the country with a Best Buy date of May 17th and 18th. Consumers can return the product to the store for a refund or throw it out. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Throw it out. There's no turkey in real sausage. Just, no, real sausage has lots of heart attack-causing fat, but really flavorful stuff in it. There's no turkey in real sausage.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. And another local news just in. The traffic signal at Bell and Vaughn is out. We don't know if it's dead. If it's dead, it becomes a four-way stop. Do you think anybody will remember that from driving school?
No.
Or if it's flashing yellow on one side and red on the other, but I would think the city would send a cop out there to direct traffic until they can get the light working again. You think they'll do that?
No.
You're right. That's the news.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run healthcare system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we're going to stay dry, but the risk of showers and storms begins in the overnight hours tonight and becomes more likely during the day Friday and Friday night. Our low temperature tonight, very mild, low 63, then up to about 80 again on Friday. We'll be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday before it turns much cooler after the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll sit and watching TV in my living room. When I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blade, a massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder. A turbine engine, then a wing flap and a rudder. And then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames. A giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing, and no one knows where they're going. Dodging pieces of the engine debris from the cockpit. Then the tail fin comes down flaming. Metal shrapnel shards are raining. Smashing, cracking, pieces breaking. What a terrible way if the plane is. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my.
I love that the Babylon Bee announced that Boeing is blaming gravity for these recent situations with stuff falling out of the sky and not incompetent maintenance. I got to tell you, this is kind of scary. We've had an incident a day with emergency landings, tires falling off the landing gear on takeoff. Yeah, that's gravity. If it's not bolted onto the landing gear, it'll come off and fall down. It's very rare that you see a tire fall off a plane and then go up in the sky. It just doesn't happen. But I said we'd have some fun this afternoon, so why don't we?
Yeah.
We got Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes to give away. And how do you win this? Well, I'm just not going to hand it to you. We got to make you do something. And here's what we're going to ask you to do. I'm going to play a game called, we do it on the morning show, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And you'll hear a very brief story here. And all you have to do, I mean, you got a 50-50 shot to guess correctly, is tell us whether the little encapsulated story at the beginning was done by a little kid or a drunk adult. If you get it right, at 272-9228, you'll win Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. And we have a caller on line three, so let's get that one queued up. And if the first caller doesn't get it right, the second caller wins automatically. Pretty easy, huh?
No.
Why do I ask you anything? All right, so what?
Robert on line three and J. Tom on line one.
All right. Robert.
Yes.
Line four is ringing as well.
I see it.
And five. Everybody wants to play. Maybe we'll do more than one game. I will play you the story here, and you give it proper consideration, and then tell me little kid or drunk at all. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let me make sure that you can hear what was being played.
Okay, so I decided to get on, one of those banana seat bicycles, and I get on that sucker, and I'm going downhill, and I'm giving it everything I got, and all of a sudden, there's a pull-behind trailer, and me and the trailer met. It wasn't a happy ending.
All right, so she's on a banana seat bike, going downhill, and runs into a trailer. Was this a little kid or a drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay, let's find out. And David, if he's got it wrong, you're going to be the automatic winner here. Isn't that easy?
Mm. Right,
let's find out. You said drunk adult, right? Here we go.
I was a little kid. That was my first banana seat bike ever.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we appreciate you playing, and that makes David, you're a winner.
All right.
Yeah, and you didn't have to do a damn thing. How easy of a contest is that?
Oh, that's just wonderful.
All right, so you have won Eden Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. That's free bowling, shoes, and the Bama Lanes burger for two, which is Steve Lander's personal recipe. Rich Thomas gave it 4 stars, so you have lots to look forward to. Hey, how long has it been since you went bowling?
Quite a few years. I can't even remember.
You don't go to and worry about the score. You go just to throw the ball, blow off some steam, and have fun. Hang on. Rosie's going to be with you to get some information. This is Cliff.
Yeah, Greg, I just called because it's a little kid or drunk adult, but
this
is over. How are you?
Oh, you know what? Let's play another game. I just happen to have one here.
Okay.
All right, so listen to this story.
I ran through some sand dunes and had my bathing suit ripped off.
I ran through some sand dunes and I had my bathing suit ripped off. Now, for imagination purposes, a drunk adult's much more fun, but that could be a little kid just horsing around, too. What do you think?
Drunk adult.
Let's see.
I was a drunk adult.
Hey!
It was spring break in college, and a bunch of us had been day drinking and decided to hit the beach and look for guys, and I thought it would be funny to run through the sand dunes down to the beach, and right as I get to the end, my thong got caught on the branch of something and tore right off. The worst part is I screamed, and everyone turned and looked, and there I was with just my top on.
And I'll bet everybody was just disappointed. They stood around her bottomless body going,
I'm shocked.
But inside, they were saying,
yes!
This is my lucky day. I'm going to give you Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes.
Oh, thanks, Greg.
Since you called to play, it sounds like you'd like to go and have a good time.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I bowled today.
No kidding. How'd you do today?
Yeah. Okay.
I think I know what that means in bowling terms. Hey, J-Tom.
Hey, Greg.
You want to give this a whirl? I don't have a prize. I'm out of prizes.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a whirl anyway.
That's team spirit, J-Tom.
I won 6 months ago.
Hold on. Here comes your story.
I got lost in a crowded grocery store and was later found crying in the toilet paper aisle.
I got lost in a crowded grocery store and was found crying in the toilet paper aisle. I can see
it's a little kid.
You think of the little kid?
Yeah.
Somehow,
yeah.
I can see a drunk adult getting frustrated, especially a woman, especially if it's a sensitive. Anyway, let's find out before I talk myself into trouble.
I was a drunk and high adult. My brother came home from college. We went out drinking at a bar. Our mom picked us up, but had to stop at the grocery store on the way home. So my brother and I went in to buy more beer. Before we left the bar, he gave me an edible. It kicked in somewhere around the peanut butter. When I realized I was lost and alone, I started crying because I believed I was never going to get home and see my family ever again. Thankfully, my brother found me and told me that I had better get it together or mom was going to lose it on me, so I straightened right up.
I have a question for her.
When did you become such a drama queen?
In a much more masculine voice. Well, so she was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, at least you tried.
Yeah, I tried.
You showed us some team
spirit.
I couldn't
win anyway. I didn't win anything anyway.
That's all right.
Right.
Thank you for the call. I got to find some more stuff for us to give away on the show.
Yeah.
Because I would really like to kind of like turn the afternoon show into something similar to the morning show. Have a little more fun. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Have a few more prizes.
Yes. So I will see what I can do about that. Or I'll just ask somebody else to do it because I'm inherently very lazy. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. We'll see what we can do. By the way, I do want to mention that Bama Lanes, man, when was the last time? Yeah, we just came out of winter. It wasn't that brutal of a winter, frankly, but we're indoors a lot more during that time. When was the last time when you had the grandkids or your own kids and kids are always hanging around in the house around some type of gadget and not getting fresh air, not getting exercise of any kind? Take them to the bowling alley. I've seen this work time after time after time because kids love to knock down pins. They feel like they've achieved something. And they're so cute. They take the ball that weighs almost as much as they do and they shuffle up to the foul line on the alley and sometimes it looks like they're pooping it out of their behinds, but it, and then it rolls. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Takes forever to get to the end of the alley and knocks down pins. And sometimes it knocks the ball down and they get so excited. It's great. But it's more than just the bowling. It's the bowling alley food. You could write a book on bowling alley food. In Bama Lanes, we just gave away the Bama Lanes burger in our Eatin' Bowl packages, but they have chicken tenders, all kinds of great stuff. Their club sandwiches are awesome. Bowling alley french fries, are you kidding? They do them the right way. And they also have, for adults who would like maybe a cold libation to go with their family outing, maybe a stress management device, at Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway, you got Kegler's Cove, where the great Tommy Shaw cut his teeth on the guitar, and the Blue Iguana at the Prattville Bama Lanes. And by the way, those who win these Eatin' Bowl packages, you can redeem them at either location. I'm just trying to plant a seed in your head. The next time you have some weekend time and there's really nothing planned, nothing on the tube, and most of the movies that come out today suck, so do something productive. It's bonding. Plus, if you at least have a modicum of knowledge about bowling, you get to be the expert and teach the kids how to do it right. And not to act like me when you don't knock all the pins down and get frustrated and angry. As my great tax attorney, Steve Duro, says, and I met him because I was on his bowling team. We're here to have fun, damn it. Steve Landers, by the way, has really refurbished Bama Lanes, both locations. They're in excellent condition. They've got an arcade, too, for kids. It's just another option. Get out and have a good time. Bama Lanes, Montgomery, and Prattville. It is 3:49.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage Pre-Approval Letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I think we'll call this Risky Click Thursday.
Okay.
Because I've been plowing. We have 10,000 files in here. And some of these things I put in the system years ago, maybe used them a time or two and then kind of forgot about them. And now I don't remember what's on them. That's the surprise. See, you get to be my age, you can have surprise parties of all different kinds. And this one is called The Greg Song. Not that I'm trying to make the show all about me, but it was produced by Rusty Aldrich, who, I got to tell you, I listen sometimes to the open on David Ernest's show that Rusty puts together. The guy's a freaking genius.
Yeah.
He is a production genius, the way he knits all these clips together. Takes a very talented brain to do that. So I have forgotten what this song is all about, but why don't we all get find out together as to what's in it.
Well, he's up early every morning doing the morning show. When he gets that one done, he's still got one show to go. He's a running back and forth morning and afternoon. He's gonna run into himself pretty soon. 16 years at the Blue Water Company. 6 in the morning and the afternoons at 3. Yes, you could say that his time is tight, cause he gotta go to bomb hours on Wednesday night.
And Greg, we trust.
But wait, there's more.
So shut up.
He likes to ride his bike when some time he can get. He also likes to hang around the food outlet. He cooks breakfast every morning for the morning crew. It's just one of the many amazing things that man can do. He worked 16 years for the Blue Water Company. Looks like management would buy the boy his lunch for free. But Rick Peters, don't you call him, cause he can't go. He's thinking about picking up the overnight show.
Huggity, huggity, huggity.
You better watch out, George Norrie. He's coming to get you. You got Jay and Jesse, they're in place. Adorable Rich and a dog named Chase. Rosie Brock in the afternoon, and that's a fact. Sometime he has a Susan Woody flashback. Let's see, I think I mentioned everybody. Rosie, everybody, Rich. Oh yeah, Seth Spotno. He gave me a dollar, so I'd mention his name. You know, 16 years is a long time. Most life sentences don't go that long. Congratulations, Greg. Here's to 16 more years. Hey, don't point that thing at me. Wow, maybe I should have just sent a Hallmark.
Wow, Rusty, that was gold.
Yeah.
And that was for my 16th anniversary here, but guess what? Starting year number 20 on April 28th,
wow.
You're number 20. Hard to believe. I don't know this for a fact, and I'm not looking for any special accolade. Yes, I am. I think I might be one of the very few in the business who has done 20 years in two separate marketplaces. That's very hard to do.
Yeah.
And every day I get this radio newsletter from a group called RadioInsight.com, I think it is. And every day it's filled with sad stories. Guys retiring. Why would you retire from this? Why would you, if you've been doing this for a long time and they still want you and they're still going to pay you, why would you give it up? I've seen so many guys over the course of my career who have put in some serious yearage. Is that a word?
Well, it is now.
They walk away from the business. Oh, I got to retire. I can't do this anymore. And then they die. They get drunk and they die. Seen it happen. So I plan on leaving this radio station in a body bag if need be. And if that happens, because you're hearing me say it today, that's good. I don't want it to happen anytime soon.
Right.
But I've told the story before. There used to be a guy who was perfect for the all-night show. When radio used to be live 24 hours a day on WGN in Chicago, his name was Franklin McCormick. And he was real old school. And on his overnight show, he played a lot of, I don't know what you would call it, middle of the road, easy listening, musical stuff, classical music sometimes. And he was in the middle of a show one night, and listeners were enjoying whatever song he had on, and then it got to the end, he was playing off the actual vinyl record. And you know the sound a record needle makes when it gets to the end, it's just kind of a clicking sound. It'll just keep repeating until somebody takes the needle off and moves it. And this went on for several minutes. So listeners became concerned that something might have happened because it just kept continuing. So they called police and they found old Franklin slumped in his chair, gone, but doing what he loved doing. And there's a lot to be said for the overnight audience. It's vastly underestimated. The business has never really appreciated the people who either work all night or through some other quirk happen to be up from midnight to six in the morning. They're the most underappreciated audience in our business. And take it from somebody who knows, anytime I'm in the studio and George Norrie is towards the end of a show and I play, and when he has one of his crackpot callers on, I immediately get a note from, why'd you have to do that? I was listening to the show and enjoying it until you made that noise. Most people think it's funny, but there's always a crank. So there are people there. When are we going to love on them?
I used to work overnight when I worked for Larry.
I did it in Chicago on that, I've told a story about being the one time in my career where I was a true minority in a business. And we had the flu. The whole, it's like Cousin Vinny, right? He couldn't get a suit that morning because the store was closed because of the flu. So that's his excuse, because he was wearing like a ringmaster outfit in court looking ridiculous. But that's what happened. So they had to have somebody do the overnight show. And I was happy to do it because it was union. I wasn't happy it was union, but I made a lot more money doing the overnight show on that station than the FM that we had. It was an old AM radio station, legacy black radio station in Chicago. And I'll tell you what, it was busy. Time went by quickly. There were a lot of people. Chicago, big city, you know, there is an absolute huge overnight audience there.
Got calls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where was I? Wow, it's 4 o'clock already.
Yeah.
Have we accomplished anything?
No.
But give us 2 more hours. We'll figure out something. In fact, among the things you may touch on, and we're keeping an eye on the news, Cavuto, what a disappointment.